In spite of a previous announcement that it would start putting children with developmental delays on a waiting list to receive their first evaluations, Monroe County now says it's found a solution. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
Less than 2 hours before a county committee meeting that had dozens of parents and early childhood therapists sign up to comment on the early intervention waitlist that was announced last week, Monroe County Communications Director Jesse Sleaser said the waitlist wasn't happening.
Children will be processed through early intervention intakes and evaluations, just as they always have.
Sleaser says the county health department found a way to reshuffle its workforce to avoid the need for a wait list. But it involves moving some people away from working with families who are already in the early intervention program so the department can focus instead on evaluating children who are not yet getting therapy. Sleaser says it's only a short-term fix. Jessica Huss was at the county committee meeting telling legislators how important it was to get her 3-year-old daughter into the early intervention program right away. Her daughter has autism, she says, and doesn't speak in words.
She was a quiet nonverbal when we started, but now she is what I call the loudest nonverbal child. She makes lots of sounds, and we continue every day to be hopeful that we're going to hear those words soon.
And Rebecca Fields told the committee she was grateful that her son Cole, who was born weighing just over 2 pounds, had gotten help early, and how she hopes no one has to wait for early intervention.
As he continues to grow and needs more services, being put on that wait list would be devastating.
County officials and advocates for children both say a long-term solution lies with the state. They're calling for increased reimbursement rates for early intervention providers to stop people from leaving the field. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.